Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear, and we're going to talk about actually a home gym today, something that I've done that a lot of people in America are doing now, and it's obvious because it's hard to get things. But why might you or might you not want a home gym, and what does that mean? So we're going to get into that. We're going to give lessons from TikTok. After we do our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. Funky Trap Tags and Supplies has trap tags. They have a full line of trapping supplies. They're really getting big into the fishing stuff with the hooks and catfish and all that type stuff. Deer, bear, hog stuff. And then they have a whole line of predator calls. They're manufacturing stuff now. Just really good group of people. So if you're an outdoorsman, really, I would say you would really want to check them out, just because once you start dealing with them, you're going to find that it's probably a company you want to deal with for a long time. It's just not a, you know, like a lot of things where you order from somebody, you don't know who they are, don't care, never even remember what their name is. I don't think that'll be the case with Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. So I have a friend, Jeff, that introduced me to something that I've heard about, and I've seen short videos like on Facebook or something, but I didn't really know what it was that much about it. You know, then all of a sudden the news is talking about TikTok and the government's thinking about making the app illegal. And if I'm sure with Google owning YouTube, they're probably putting some pressure on that because they're probably losing a lot of market share with this. It's a totally different type of market. It's kind of a weird thing. It's just open. I mean, people can use whatever music they want. They can say whatever they want. You're not having the PC police, you know, coming down and banning people and all that. It's kind of interesting. But sometimes there's some interesting things on there. And one of them was three kisses to make mama love or like you a little bit more. And that wasn't the name of it, but that's kind of what I'm titling this little bit of information. I thought it was pretty good. And you got a guy doing this video, and these videos are only, I think, a minute. So they're not very in-depth, but the point came across very well. And you know, guys, just think about this as you go about your day. He said there's three kisses you should work on with your wife every day. One of them is, when you're in the car, just hold her hand and lift her hand up and kiss her hand. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a small gesture. It will mean way more to her than I think than we realize. So that's one way just to be a little bit better. The second way is, when you see each other, you know, at the end of the day or whatever, and you kind of hug, just give her a kiss right on the forehead. You know, you can do other kisses, but I mean, just get in the habit when you hug, kiss her on the forehead. I think it's pretty good information because it shows that you actually care, which guys are not the best naturally at showing how much they care because that's just not the way we're wired most of the time. And lastly is if she's doing dishes or she's, you know, standing in front of you and you go up and you wrap your arms around her waist and you just move her hair out of the way and give her a big kiss right on the neck. If you got in the habit of doing that, which is I'm trying to get in the habit of, I'm not the most touchy-feely dude, you can see the difference just from showing such a small thing can be caring. So I'm going to consider that the TikTok. So what did I call it earlier? Lessons of the week, I guess. So let's get into home gym. Home gym is something that's becoming really popular now because there is a ton of people in America that really take health, exercise, training very seriously, which I think most people should. And then COVID comes along and the government deems that to be unnecessary. And then no one can go to the gym. And then there was this massive rush to get stuff shipped from Rogue and Elite FTS and Mark Bell and you know, Black Widow and all these other companies to get them here. And everybody rushed out to Dick's Sporting Goods and Academy and whatever your sporting good is in your area. And, you know, people bought all the barbells, all the dumbbells. They completely wiped out the supply of home gym equipment pretty much across the country. Until you get to the more high-end stuff that most people can't or don't want to spend the money on. Because they couldn't train. And let's say you started listening to this podcast, you've started training, you get a couple weeks in, all of a sudden the gym's closed. Then you get to go back after like 2.5 months, and now the COVID's spiking again, and now they're going to close it back down again. It's hyper frustrating, and it's an easy way to lose motivation because you lose ground on your training, and it can just be very detrimental into your progress. So I was lucky, unbeknownst to me, with the COVID thing coming up, where we moved, we have a shop that I do my business out of, and I've kept this one small section of it open. It's probably, I don't know, 15 feet deep and 25 feet wide, maybe 20 feet wide. I'm not sure. I haven't put a tape measure to it. And where I live, so out in nowhere, you know, like I'm going to be posting a video showing my phone book in this area, and it's literally the size of a coyote snare cable. It's like 3/32 inches thick. So, I mean, we're pretty rural. But for me to go to a gym, and I like the gym I was going to, it was 20 to 25 minutes each way. So, basically, you might as well be saying, you know, you stop and get gas or whatever. It's an hour on the road a day to go to this gym. So I was like, okay, I've got the space. I'm going to build a home gym. That way I can do pretty much everything that I want here. And if I need to do specialty work at the gym, it's only $30 a month, which when you start buying stuff, you realize how good of a deal a gym is. I just go down there. Well, I got the gym. COVID hit. I've ordered some more odds and ends stuff. And now I see no reason whatsoever to go to a gym. Now, over time, if you train for a long time, it's probably going to be cheaper, unless you're going to one of these things like Planet Fitness. And I doubt there's much training going on at them things. But I mean, like a real gym where you've got a $30, $50, $60, $80, $100 a month membership. If you do it, you know, over the years, maybe, maybe not, you break even, you start thinking about gas, you start thinking about time, you start thinking about the aggravation of being around different people with different goals in the gym. I think it's a pretty good deal. And one of the biggest aspects of this that I noticed is I happened to got my stuff 2 weeks before COVID became known. And I bought a squat rack from Rogue. And then I bought a fat boy, I think it's just a fat bench from Rogue. Belt squat from Rogue. I've had some weights where I've been deadlifting. I've had odds and end dumbbells. I ordered some bands and different things like that. And I was amazed with a little bit of creativity. There's very little I can't do here that going to the gym would allow me to do. So just let that sink in a little bit. So one of the biggest reasons is you don't have to be shut down because your gym is considered non-essential by somebody that's just making a rational or irrational decision. Another reason why I think a home gym is so important, especially as you get older, especially when your schedule's very different than it is when you're young and you're just, you know, humping work and everything like that, I can go work out any time of the day. So if I need to work out earlier, I'll work out earlier. If I need to work out before lunch or during lunch, I can work out during lunch. If I need to work out in the afternoon, I'll work out in the afternoon. If we're gone all day and I still need to get it in, I can work out in the evening. I don't have to worry about the gym being closed. I've already got it. That alone is big. And one of the things that I'm learning, because I'm constantly doing experiments on myself. One of the things I've learned, and like today is chest day. So I'm doing a hypertrophy part. I do 3 weeks of really heavy. I do 2 weeks of hypertrophy, which is light and a lot more reps. And today was chest and triceps and shoulders. So I get on the incline bench. I do, I think it was 6 sets of incline bench. I do some tricep extensions. I do some flies on my belt squat, which I'll probably end up putting some video on because it is a killer exercise. And then I did some more, some tricep extension exercise, laying on my back with a bench, one sitting up. I was in there about 50 minutes, you know, once I got warmed up, I'm done. But I use a lot of energy. Now, if I had to drive back and forth to a gym, and it's going to take 40, 50 minutes round trip, what I'm getting her to say is very impractical. But what I'm learning is, like on shoulder day, I can do my shoulders, triceps, and chest. So I do my chest and triceps in the first workout, and then it's kind of weird because you don't have to warm up as much for the next one. So about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, I just, as I'm working, I take about 30 minutes and I just do shoulders. It is a huge difference because if you do your chest and your triceps and you do your shoulders, as the workout gets longer, your production goes down because you're using your energy up. And your body has this tendency of, if you try to push too long, it starts ratcheting down, kind of like Verizon does on your hotspot. It ratchets down the amount of force that you can do, so you're not actually getting the full amount, even though your work seems like you're working harder because your body is controlling yourself so you don't get hurt. Well, when I take a 3-hour break, or 2 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is, I can go back in there later in the day and I can, it's like I've never worked out that day, and I've got a very explosive shoulder workout that I can do. It only lasts about 20, 25 minutes. Very little warm up on the second one because it seems like your everything stays greased. But I get such a better result from being able to split it up. And that's hard to do if you've got to go to a gym. I'm not saying everybody should lift weights 2 times a day because I don't. But on chest and that, I definitely do on the one day. And then when I do my baby muscle workout, which is biceps, neck and calves, I do that, then I'll come back later and just do forearms, which takes about 20 minutes. Those are only 2 times I work out twice a day. But it's a interesting thing once you get to feel the difference. Now, one thing I like about not having a gym is you don't have to deal with egos. You don't have to deal with assholes. You don't have to deal with just weird things that you see in a gym that you don't want to see. You can kind of set it up the way you want it. You can have the culture in there that you want. You can have the music that you want to listen to. And you don't have all these other outside stimulus that affects all human beings, no matter what we say, that you can just get rid of, which I really like. Because I've had ego things happen at gyms where guys are trying to prove that they're stronger than you. They're trying to, you know, intimidate while they're doing the same thing you're doing, but they're doing it faster. It's just weird how people are in a gym. That gets rid of it. You're not worrying about having to wait on a piece of equipment. And in a commercial gym, trust me, it can get frustrating because at the gym I was going to, there was the sweetest older German lady that would come in, and I would be warming up, and she would take these little bitty 2.5, 3.5, and 4 pound dumbbells. She would line them all up in the squat rack. She would put this band in there, and she would do like 45 minutes inside the squat rack. When you added it all up, it wasn't 20 pounds. She could have did that anywhere, but for some reason, she wanted to do it in the squat rack, which means I couldn't do pin presses, I couldn't squat, I couldn't do rack pulls. I don't have to worry about that anymore. And you don't have to worry if you're doing a program, which most people in a gym don't do. They don't actually train, they exercise. But if you're training, you're probably going to have a program of some kind or a pattern of what you're doing. that may take longer. So like for a bench, if you've got a gym that's got one or two benches and you're benching the way that I am right now, when I'm in my heavy phase, well, I'll work up to a heavy weight. Then I may do 6 to 10 single reps with about a minute of rest in between. Well, someone that's waiting on the bench press, that's probably 3 times as long as the guy that just gets down and knocks out a light, you know, 4 sets of 10. So you're in the back of your mind, you're worried about being the butthole that's holding up the equipment. So you rush through your stuff, which isn't helping your training. So you don't have to wait on others. You don't have to worry about if they're waiting on you. The biggest thing that I can tell from having a home gym now, what is it, 5 months, is I get to customize what I want in there, which is very different at a local, at a gym, because it's what's ever there you got to figure out how to deal with. So I get to customize it. Am I working on strength? Am I just working on hypertrophy? Am I working on general fitness? You know, what am I going to do? You know, it's set up now where I can work on the way that I want to work on in it. And I don't have to walk around a whole lot. So it's customizable. What are your goals if you're going to get a home gym? Because I think this is very pertinent for someone to think about before they go spend a bunch of money on a home gym, even if it's used equipment. Because we go in a commercial gym, and you've got all of these machines, you've got all of these ellipticals and cardio things, and you got some benches, and you got a squat rack, and you got some dumbbells and barbells and some different bars and all that type stuff. Well, what is your goal? If your goal is to get stronger, it's probably gonna be a lot more free weight type stuff. If you're doing circuit training, well, you can still do that with barbells and dumbbells, but it's actually a little bit more convenient when you use machines because you're not moving bars and putting on weight and stuff like that. And there's a lot of people that like to train in a circuit fashion, and I've got nothing against that, but it's just not my goal. Well, what is your goal? Is it hypertrophy, just to grow muscle? Is it to get stronger? Is it to grow muscle and get stronger? Is it to be athletic? Is it to be able to move around better? Is it to be able to, you know, have a healthier life as you get older? All of that, you can really sit down and think about, what do I really need? And to me, you need to start with the basics with a home gym. Because trust me, you're looking online and you find all of this stuff that would just be super cool if you had it. But do you really need it? But if you start with the basics, I think then, once you get the basics in there, you get used to using them, there may be a couple of pieces of equipment that you're going, I could really use that. Like for me right now, that's a reverse hyper. I'm getting ready to order one from Rogue. I think they got one of the best ones for the money out there. I don't like things in a home gym that's very single aspect. You know, like my belt squat sounds like it's a leg machine, and it is, but I do chest flies on it. I work my triceps on it. I work my forearms on it. I can curl on it. I do my shrugs on it. I do good mornings on it. I can actually do very, very good stiff-legged deadlifts where you can feel that all the way down through your glutes on it and other stuff, but that's a machine that's very multifunctional with a little bit of creativity. So I want to have something that I can get the most use out of. And I think the first and foremost thing is a good squat rack. If you get a good squat rack, don't confuse it, well, it's just for squatting, because that is not the case when you actually get playing around. I'm going to tell you what I've got. It is a Rogue RM/4 Fortress rack. The reason I picked this is it's got 1-inch holes all the way around the frames, because I can use the bars that come with it, like safety bars, and I can do all kind of stuff on there that I couldn't do with a cheaper, or a, and it's about $900. But a lot of the cheaper racks, they just have bars going from front to back. So you can do like rack pulls on there, and you got some safety measures for squatting and benching. That's awesome. But this has got it all the way around, and it's got band pegs that come with it. So the bottom of it has holes in it too, that's on the floor, that I can put band pegs, and I can use bands when I'm deadlifting or pressing or squatting or whatever I'm doing. And sometimes that's really what you need to just get muscles firing. It's got all the holes up top, so I can take the safety bars and run them across the top. I can do pull-ups. I can hook up which I definitely recommend for someone with a home gym, something like a spud cable system. If you get online and you can deal with making the straps, you could make this thing for probably $30. I paid way more than that. I'm happy that I bought it because it's really opened up what I can do in a home gym. So it allows me to have high cables or low cables off a squat rack without buying a cable machine, which a cheap one's going to be about $3,000. So you save a lot of money. It's not as smooth. I'm not going to say that it is. The weight can kind of fly around a little bit sometimes. You got to be careful. But I can deal with that to save $2,200. But the squat rack allows me to, of course, squat. It allows me to do rack pulls. It allows me to do heavy shrugs. It allows me to bench. That's the only thing I bench in now is a squat rack, because I can move the cups up and down to match my arms. And I've got just better leverage from doing that. And I've got the safety spotter arms that even if I'm by myself in the gym and I'm, you know, my eyes are coming out of my head because I'm saying I'm benching, you know, 305 or something, trying to get some reps out of it. If I miss one of those reps, I'm not going to get hurt because I can just come back down right at my chest level because the holes are only an inch apart, and I can set that down on the safety bars and just slide out from under it. Benching heavy by yourself without those protection is moronic, because you're going to get in trouble. Something's just going to feel wrong. You're not going to be able to get the weight back up, and there you're sitting with it right over your face or your chest. Not very smart. So the safety aspect of the squat rack is off the charts. Because it has all these holes going side to side, one of these days I'm going to start doing videos on this stuff. I rigged up a quasi reverse hyper with bands. I did it with some 2x12s. It was very simple. I've started doing seal rows, is where you can't use anything but your actual back muscles, no leverage whatsoever. But you got to have a flat bench that's high enough off the ground that you can reach down and grab a barbell just when your arms are fully extended and pull it up, and there's no swinging because you're laying on your stomach. Well, with this squat rack, I can move those bars around and set a 2x12 on there, and I've got what someone's going to go spend $300-$400 on a seal row bench. I've got the cables on there. I can do front presses. I do have a Rogue log that I bought from a gym that just never used it. I paid very little for it. I do pin presses with that thing, and I can move my safety bars at the right height. Because it has the bars, it allowed me to get a Viking press kit. I can do Viking presses now because of the squat rack, which most gyms don't even have that anyway. So it saves a lot of money if you get a good one to start with. Sure, you can find cheap ones. You can get them for $300-$500. But you're probably not going to be as happy as if you get one that allows you, it's almost like a transformer, the way that you can manipulate this thing. So that's the first one. The next is a barbell set. Back when, before COVID hit, you could go down to Dick's Sporting Goods, which I'm assuming is all over the country, and buy a 300-pound weight set with bar for $199. I bought one. Then I bought a bunch of other plates. I bought some extra 10s. I bought some, I think I bought 6 or 8 extra 45s. For lineman carry or farmers walks and sled pulls and stuff. So those have their own particular place. But I probably don't have $500 in bars and weights. But you're going to need that. And trust me, that's where you want to start, because you can squat with it, you can bench with it, you can overhead press with it, you can deadlift with it. All the major stuff that you can get. Start off with the basics. Then I said the cable kit. Mine is from Spuds. I haven't had one lick of problem at it. It comes with some extra stuff that would be kind of tricky to make. But you can look on there and kind of figure out how to do it yourself. Now, the question comes, do you want this stuff new or used? Something like a squat rack, if you were to come across a good Rogue Fortress squat rack like mine and it was a couple hundred dollars cheaper, it ain't hurt. I don't know how you can hurt one of these things. So I don't think that's a difference. If you can find used weights, by all means, get them, because they're probably going to be cheaper once the COVID hysteria goes away and the gyms get to open up for a while. But new or used, I like the used idea because you can save a tremendous amount of money. It's like a car. You let someone else buy the new car, then you buy it a couple of years later and you saved about 30 grand. That's kind of what you're doing with the gym stuff. And if you're thinking about getting a whole gym, you need to understand the COVID process right now, because they're starting to close stuff down again. There's gyms that were hanging on by the end of their fingernails, not going bankrupt. And that, I don't think that's a good thing, but whenever there's a disturbance in the force, as we've all heard from Star Wars, there is an opportunity. So there's going to be a lot of gyms that are going to be getting rid of stuff because they're closing down, or they're going to have to get rid of stuff just to pay rent and bills. So keep your eyes open, because when these gyms close, most of the time it's a fire sale. I know around here I've got my eye on a couple that have, they opened, they closed, within 2 months of them opening. I don't know how they're going to do it, but if they have a sale, I'm going to be in there seeing what I can get and for what. Now, dumbbells. Guys, this is one of those things. It's probably one of the most expensive things you will buy in a gym, believe it or not, are dumbbells. Because if you get, 15 pounders, two of them, all the way up to 100 pounds, as you get stronger, you'll need them. You're going to spend $3,000-$4,000 on that. Just plain metal, like you get at Walmart, dumbbells. Because they're expensive, because you got to have all these different weight variants. There are things like from Bowflex and different companies where you can go from 0 to 50 in one single dumbbell on weight, and from, I think, 30 to 99 pounds or something. And they're about $200. It's a good deal. Spend the money where it's going to do you good instead of being frivolous. Now, when everybody starts selling all the dumbbells they bought over the last 3 or 4 months when the gyms come back open, there's going to be a surge in the market of supplies. You'll be able to get these things for next to nothing. That's what I'm waiting for. Now, a bench. You need something you can sit on. You need something you can bench on. And my recommendation is the bench I've got is a Titan adjustable bench. They're out of stock right now because I was trying to tell a buddy about it so he could get it, but they're out of stock. When you start getting, when you're in this for a while, and if strength and power is something you're actually concerned with, a bench like that is not going to be what you want 2 years from now. You're going to want a flat bench, something like the fat bench from Rogue, something that you can settle your shoulders into. It's extremely stable. When you're dealing with heavier weights, you can't have something that's flopping around because you can get hurt. But when you're starting out, it doesn't have to be perfect. You're not going to be lifting heavyweight anyway, even if you used to in high school. But the adjustable bench allows you to do more exercises with the same amount of equipment, because you can use it flat. You can use it on the incline. I think I've never used mine this way, but I think I can actually make mine decline. I can use it as a straight up sit, like when I'm doing overhead extensions or French presses, something like that. It's very variable in what it is. It's not the most stablest because there's all these moving parts. But if you ever want to go, if you ever start, you start getting your bench up to 300, 350, something like that, you're going to want a decent bench. And that this one may not work, so at that point you'd have to buy another one. But starting off, I would just get a adjustable bench. This is one a lot of guys, they see stuff online, and these can be used in a lot of different ways, and I use them this way, are bands. I like the ones from Westside Barbell. I've got two red ones, which are lighter, two black ones, which are a little bit heavier, and then I've got two of their green ones, which is about 70 to 100 pounds of tension, depending on how far you're pulling that thing. And I've got a couple odds and ends that I bought that I do stuff like neck work and forearms and stuff like that with. I also use these bands to do stomach work standing up, because a band's very different from weight because it's trying to pull you back up. You can use them strictly just for exercises. Sometimes I'll warm up with them where I'm just getting my elbows warm with tricep extensions and curls. It's not a lot of weight. I can actually do real sets with bands, keep it slow, controlled, the band's fighting you back. It's amazing what it does. But you can do so many things with a band that if you're in a gym, you'd have to have a $4,000 machine to do. So keep in mind bands, and they're cheap. They're really cheap. One thing I've seen a lot of people doing, which I don't have, is get a set of rings. You can get them from CrossFit type places. Rogue has them. Elite FTS has them. All this type of stuff, they have them. You can do pull-ups on them. You can do dips on them. You can do body rows on them. You can do a lot of different things on them. So the rings are not a bad idea. Dips, you know, I've heard dips being, you know, considered the squat of the upper body, and I believe it's true. I've been waiting for 4 months now to be able to get a dip bar that's made for my rack from Rogue, and they're just out of stock. So that's something I don't have. I've got them waiting on an email saying it's in. I'm going to buy the thing. Dips is something that is, if you didn't even have a bench and didn't have barbells, if you just started dipping your chest and everything, shoulders and triceps are going to get really strong and grow some size. Same thing with the rings, same thing with the bands. Now, the other thing that most people that are, 40, 50-year-old adults, they're going to have a hard time doing a pull-up. I was the same way. But with the rack that I have, I can take the two safety bars out and set them in the top at whatever width I want, and I can do dips on my squat rack, and I don't have to have another piece of equipment to do it. So if you can get a adjustable bench and some barbells, a way to do dips, chin-ups with some bands, and get that cable a thing from Spuds or another company like that, you pretty much can do anything that you want to do inside of that. Now, with my shoulders from the football and military, I can't do a regular squat, so I had to buy a safety squat bar, which is more money. It's another piece of equipment, but it works for me. You know, it's not as good a leverage as a regular squat, like a regular one. I got to use more back. But hey, it works. It's something that I can physically do. So everything from my calves to my neck, with what I just told you, you could do. And that's not even counting something like a belt squat machine or a reverse hyper. You know, the reverse hyper is a cool thing because you can do leg extensions on it, you can do rows on it, you can do triceps on it. There's a lot of things that machine can do besides decompress your back and build your erector muscles up like no other machine can do. So that's the reason I'm going for that. But I hope you see, you don't have to try to emulate a commercial gym. Most of that stuff in there is fluff. It's for soccer moms that really don't want to do anything except maybe put, you know, I hate the term tone up because that's a ridiculous term, but they want to tone up and they want to build their booty up a little bit and they want to have good looking legs and maybe see a little bit of shoulder cap on there so they don't look so frail. And that's really about it. And that's what the machines are for. That's the market for those machines. Now, you can get hardcore machines like Hammer Strength and stuff like that that are serious machines, but you're looking on an average of every one of those machines new, $4,000 to $6,000 a piece. What I just told you is probably about $3,000. Now, $3,000 is a lot of money. You can use $3,000 in a lot of different ways, but I want you to think of your lifetime, all the different things you spent $3,000 on that you couldn't even come up with now if you had to, and it was a waste. But if you were actually gonna build a stronger body going into middle age and upper age, that is some of the cheapest money you'll ever spend. And you won't have the headaches and the aggravation of driving to a gym when they're open. Sweaty people, you know, doing weird stuff in there, hogging machines and all that. You don't have to deal with any of that with a home gym. Now, the biggest thing with a home gym, I think, is space. A squat rack that you can work everything in your body from your neck to your calves with doesn't take that much space. It really doesn't. You can get on Instagram and follow things like home gym, garage gym, stuff like that. There's all kind of people. That's their thing, is creative ways to do home gyms, and you can see how you can store barbells and bars and all that type stuff where you don't have to have a huge space. If you get a squat rack, you can do your core lifts very easily. Deadlift, squat, bench, and overhead press. Sure, you can do your curls and your tricep extensions and your shrugs and, you know, good mornings and all that type stuff, but it's everything you really need. And then when you start filling in with bands and some cables and some dumbbells, and it may be a safety squat bar or a camber bar or something like that, depending on how your shoulders are, you really can get, I think, a better workout at home than you can going to a gym. It's just more convenient. It's more accessible. It's customizable to you. You can set the mood. Like, one of the things I plan on doing is getting a lot of the military flags in there, the units I've been of, American flag. I've got boar heads in there and fish I've caught, all that stuff. So you can customize it however you want to. But just keep all this stuff in mind, because if you're serious about it, I think this is a better option.